Sunday afternoon was the anniversary of the accident from last year. And I just thought instead of going to the pub with my mates, I would just put a word out to try and track this dude down. And, like, it's not something I've been thinking about heaps, or I've sort of joked with my mates a couple of times that it'd be fun to do it on Facebook and see if there was a response, but it had never really occurred to me that it would be something quite as viral as it was.
Right.
Maybe close to Christmas is a good time to do it as well. Maybe if I'm in a good mood.
So tell us what happened. You put the invite out just to your friends and Lena and Kate, your sisters, or...?
Yeah, just me and Lena and Kate just posted it to mates.
And how many people was that initially?
Well, we've all got about 300 friends each on Facebook, so it would have been maximum 900.
And from there it got to how many?
70,000.
So what happened then?
Then we were just sort of, well, nothing really. We were just sat around and laughed and watched it go mental. And then I sort of thought, oh my God, this is out of control. And a friend of mine, it turns out a high school friend of mine knows him.
Well, so after all that, it was actually...
It was 1 degree of separation. Like, it would have been just enough for me to send it to my contact.
How did you feel when you found out he'd been revealed?
I don't know. Like, it wasn't just... It was, like, cool. Like, there is sort of... I don't know. Like, it works, you know? Like, it was never like this... Like, people are already pinning it as the great search for the lost, you know? And it's like all the, really, the basis of it was just, hey, man, do you want to have a beer?
Yeah.
You know, and say thank you, because I just, yeah.
So is he a bit overwhelmed by how massive it got as well? Have you spoken to him?
I spoke to him briefly. We just sort of decided that sitting down and talking about it together would be better than... talking on the phone, and my phone was going mental yesterday. So we just, but I'm pretty, like, I get the impression that he doesn't really want to play with any, like, media. I don't know, I just think he's just a bit, yeah, would assume that he's overwhelmed, but as I don't know him, I don't know the answer to that question.
Is it all a bit much?
It feels like what was a really simple and kind idea is maybe being blown out of proportion a bit, and stuff about romances and knights and shining armour and stuff, and it's not ever what it was about.
Yeah. So are you allowed to tell us what his name is, or would he prefer you didn't?
I'm not going to force him out of the box.
Oh, that's fine, though. So he's asked you not to tell everybody his name.
Well, no, he hasn't. I haven't really spoken to him about it. I just get the impression that I think it's his choice to make. I'm sure he's got people contacting him as well.
So what have you taken away from this whole experience, if you could sum it up?
That there is a lot of generosity and kindness, and also that people really love a good yarn.
Has it changed the way you view social media, or, you know, sites like Facebook?
I've always been a little bit wary of Facebook. Like, when they rounded up all the kids in the UK that had photographs of themselves with weapons and gave them and charged them all, and that just that sort of, like, the invasion of privacy. The line seems really thin with things like Facebook, and people have turned around and said, hey, this is a really amazing thing, that look at what this platform can do for us. But I think you still have to be careful with it.
And you're not converted after this past experience?
No, I'm not going to buy a Facebook t-shirt and dance around and talk about how good it is. But I think it has its uses, and I think connecting people is definitely one of them.